Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all, to St. Catharines and St. Margaret's, for our service of home worship on this fourth Sunday in Advent. It's lovely to have you all with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. Today we are almost at the end of our Advent journey. Bethlehem is in sight. Over the last 3 weeks we have reflected on God's growing and deepening relationship with his people, which will be revealed most fully in the birth of Jesus Christ. This morning we give thanks for the Blessed Virgin Mary, who accepted God's call to be the mother of his Son. Her faithfulness is an example to us all. As Mary bore the Son of God in her womb, so we pray that we might bear him to the world in our hearts, bringing him to birth in our words and our actions. And so we pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into your kingdom of peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you will come in glory to judge the living and the dead. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. God, our Redeemer, who prepared the Blessed Virgin Mary to be the mother of your Son, grant that as she looked for his coming as our Saviour, so we may be ready to greet him when he comes again as our Judge, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the second book of Samuel. That same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan. Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord God, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day. But I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about among all the people of Israel, did I ever speak a word with any of the tribal leaders of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep to be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may live in their own place, and be disturbed no more. And evildoers shall afflict them no more, as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. Your house and your kingdom shall be made forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. The king was settled in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him. The king said to the prophet Nathan, see now, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent. Nathan said to the king, go, do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to the Magnificat, the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him, from generation to generation. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Now to God, who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but is now disclosed, and through the prophetic writings is made known to all the Gentiles, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory for ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. But nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your words." And the angel departed from her. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today we approach the end of our Advent journey. Christmas is almost upon us as we approach Bethlehem to worship the Christ child lying in the manger, to reflect once again on the miracle of the Incarnation, God coming among his people and living with us, our constant companion on the journey through life. For this last stage of our Advent journey, we join Mary, who is to bear the Son of God into the world. Mary received a visit from the angel Gabriel, who tells her that she has found favor with God and that she is to bear his son. Despite her misgivings, Mary accepts the call and places herself in God's care and service with the words, "Let it be with me according to your word." The angel tells Mary that her cousin Elizabeth is also expecting a child. And so after the angel has departed, Mary visits her cousin Elizabeth. As Mary approaches, Elizabeth greets her with the words, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Her own child, John the Baptist, leaps in Elizabeth's womb, recognizing that even in the womb he is in the presence of the Messiah, the Son of God. There is great excitement. In just a short while, the Messiah, long promised by God and foretold by the prophets throughout the Old Testament, will be here, living among his people. He will bring the good news of the love of God to all the world. He will bring back the lost into the fold of God's family. He will bring peace and hope to those who are in despair. The deep sense of peace and hope which only God can give in the midst of a dark, fearful world. On the birth of this boy, the son of Mary, the whole world places its faith and trust for a better future. We have received the good news of the love of God for us. We have responded by promising at our baptisms to walk with Jesus as he walks with us. Today we walk with Mary, and this week we will walk with her and Joseph as they journey to Bethlehem. The calling of Mary to bear the Son of God into the world is a calling that we all share. Her journey is one we are called to walk with her in our own daily lives. For as Mary bore her son to the world in her womb and in his birth at Bethlehem, so we are called to bear her son, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, to the world every day in our hearts. We have promised our lives to God just as Mary did. With her we say to God, "Let it be done to me according to your word." This Christmas and every day, let us open our hearts afresh to God. Let him make his home within us. that with open, loving, and generous hearts, we may bear his Son, bringing the light of his love to shine on all in need in the darkest places of the earth. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world. We pray for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own parish, that with Mary the Church may faithfully proclaim the greatness of the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and those suffering from famine or drought. We pray especially for the people of the Ukraine and the Yemen, and for the people of Israel and Gaza. May the light of Christ enlighten the nations, that your will may be followed by all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. Help us to meet each other's needs with love and generosity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. And we pray for the recently departed, and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they and all the departed share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from heaven will break upon us to shine on those who live in darkness under the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God, our deliverer, awaken our hearts to prepare the way for the advent of your Son, that with minds purified by the grace of his coming, we may serve you faithfully all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellygair, for our service of home worship this morning. It's lovely to have you all with us. I wish you and your families, your friends, a very healthy, happy, peaceful and holy Christmas this year. I hope very much you'll be able to join us once on Monday for another service of home worship, a special service for Christmas Day, and again next Sunday for our regular home service for Sunday. My best wishes to you all for the coming week and the new year. The Lord be with you. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine on you and scatter the darkness from before you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.
Clementine didst give.